We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so the NFL is proposing an 18-game schedule. We knew that this was going to be coming down the pipeline, something the league wants, because guess what? TV negotiations are coming up, and 18 games means more money.
I'll swap you franchise tags for two more games. Fair swap.
Okay, would you do this, though? Because this is a hiccup to this problem that players, owners, coaches, and fans all really don't like. It was proposed last week by the National Football League that they move to an 18-game schedule with a maximum of 16 games played over the course of the year. So although you would have an 18-game schedule, a player could only play in 16 of them, which means you would have load management.
That doesn't make any sense. Well, just play.
Well, I know. That's the thing, though, is that the NFL is sitting there and trying to find a way to do this. But I'm not quite sure why the NFL would propose this rule.
Which the NFL is proposing this rule, or is this part of the player, the NFLPA coming on top of saying that, fine, if you want us to play 18, that we want a load management for our players?
Yeah. In negotiations last week, the concept was proposed by the league to the Players Association, which is we have 18 games. You know what position is exempt from that?
Yeah, quarterback.
Yeah. But you would then have two games over the course of the year where your quarterback is dropping back without his left tackle.
No, it's dumb. It doesn't make any sense.
Or his right tackle or his center in the game.
That's lipstick on a pig is what that is. Just expand the roster and pay the guys extra money. They'll play two more games. We're fighting over health, which is the underlying lie of the NFL. The NFL does not care about your player safety and health. They'll put this minutia out in front of you and say we're doing things differently, but they're only doing it differently because the league or the Players Association stepped up and threatened them. That's it. They would put out 60, 70 guys out there every week and would practice you in full pads if they could, but they're not going to do it because they've been threatened.
Here's one problem that the NFL may run into is they're not going to want to give up that much more of a piece of the pie to the players because it's a 50-50 split right now, right? In the NBA, is a 51-49 split in favor of the players. Mm-hmm. So it's not like that big of a discrepancy of how much of the piece of the pie the players
are actually
getting.
You really need to be specific on this. You can't just say 51-49 because it's not 51-49 in the NBA.
Total
GVR, gross revenue. Now the NFL doesn't have a total share revenue. They have what's called television revenue share. And they have what's called so the owners make everything from there. There is no revenue split. I think maybe not everybody knows this, but even the NBA gets a total revenue split. The NFL does not.
Right. But even with that, you will have the player, the league isn't going to want to give up more money.
Well, they're going to have
to the players. But if you say, all right, we'll expand the roster, then you're taking more money out of that piece of the pie, and that money, and that growth won't be as exponential as it will for the roster growth. So your high-end players aren't going to be getting paid as much money, you know, because there's only going to be so much money to go around. That's going to be the big fight is can the players say, we need a bigger piece of the pie? And then also, so much of the players' pie is going to its retired players, too.
No, it's not. No. There's no money going to
retired players. It's going way more than what any other sports have.
No. No.
Well, then how is the league funding the retired players fund that they talked about in 2011?
There's no
retirement. The last one.
There's no retirement bump. What happened is they took everybody from pre-1993. Mm-hmm. That was a pre-1993 that was getting $50 per month based on the amount of years of service. They bumped it up to $250. Now, exponentially, when that grows out, that's minuscule. Especially when the guys are dying off like flies right now because that's what they're doing. They're holding off. Everyone after pre-1993, post-1993, doesn't get any extra revenue based upon their years of service. This is all guys from that were that were from the 50s and the 60s, 70s, and 80s that got pretty much taken advantage of with all their retirement. The NFL's the worst with their retired players.
Yeah, I know. But there was that Pete, remember when their last CBA, the agreement was that it's coming from the players' chunk of the pie going to the retired players, unlike any of the other professional sports where they have their own wedge, not from the players' piece.
There's no
extra, does that make sense what I'm saying?
There's
no
extra revenue. I can be pretty clear on this. There's no extra revenue coming from current active NFL players that is going towards retirement players. That piece of the pie is coming out of the NFL share that they fought for and agreed for because of public pressure and putting out guys that are walking around and can't even afford insurance and are all disgruntled and are having major, major medical issues. The NFL stepped up. The player side expanded and grew. That has never changed. The active players. Active players don't share revenue with retired players ever. Never have, never will.
I thought that was part of the
no.
That was part of the last CBA in 2011. Was that piece came from there?
No,
from there the players' piece going towards the players.
Player Association doesn't represent former players. They don't even have a union. Yeah. There's no representation. The voice at the table is just a couple of old guys. We're part of our alumni association, but we're never allowed in that room. When I say we as retired guys, you're never allowed in that negotiation. In fact, if you stood outside the door, they'd look at you and go, what are you guys doing here? You've done it. Wait, get out of here.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. Now, to fight for it is just, it's a media spin to make it look like it's better.
Here's where it is. So it says that the first round draft pick money, that pool, it says the savings were reallocated to the veteran players for what we're talking about here.
Yeah,
so it was a shuffling, like you said, it was a shuffling of chairs on the deck.
Now the
of
veteran the
sinking
players,
Titanic there.
The veteran players were tired of watching rookies who never even stepped foot in the league make more money than them based upon a draft status.
Right. And
that is where the extra revenue was dispersed. And there's also what's called pay for play. So if I'm let's give you an example. If I'm a rookie drafted and I have a lower salary, if I'm a veteran or if I'm a rookie, say I'm a 4-year veteran, I'm making league minimum, but I play 70 to 80% of the plays. There is an allocation of money on every team throughout the league that gets a salary bump. So if I'm making league minimum at $750 as a seasoned veteran, and I play 80% of the league, I can make an extra $1 to $2 million based upon where that money is shifted. So it used to go to guys like Sam Bradford, who would get a ton of money up front and never play. Now that money has been allocated back to a percentage of plays. So you're motivated to stay healthy. And even if you're making a little less money, you'll get a bonus based upon your playing time.
You said motivated to stay healthy. You mean lie about the injuries you're playing with?
Not go into the training room and hide from the ice bags? No, that happens all the time.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Players are fighting for players and all these guys. And the NFL is seeing the NBA right now, and they're jealous. They're worried about the NBA, MLB, and they're jealous.
But it's going to be dang near impossible for the league for the players to expand their rosters if they're not going to get much more money because your current players are going to be saying, well, these new guys are going to be coming in. Yeah, there will be more opportunities for guys to play, but will it affect my bottom line?
Current players are just going to have to get to the mindset of where we all were, is that more players in the league means more opportunity. The league's going to kick you out, and they'll find a way to not pay you or not. But if we expand this roster to 60 and make everybody eligible, that, again, can come from the league, and the pie can come out of their share. They just have to fight for it.
Yeah.
You need a 60-man roster. You can have 5 more practice squad players. That's fine, and put it at 65 and pay those guys practice squad money. But you need 60 guys on a roster to make it through an 18-game season. You can't go down to 46.
That's just don't understand why
they would do that. Physically, it's just not possible.
Well, a couple of years ago, they did do that expansion of the regular season roster and the game day roster.
Sure.
But it's like you add 2 players. What do you really do? Like, you're not doing anything.
No.
You're because they have the 53-man roster, but you deactivate, 7 of them? Like, now they only deactivate 5 of them.
But you know why, because if you take 32 times 7, do the math, that's more benefits you have to pay. That's more retirement you have to pay from the league. That's more 401ks that they have to bump into. That's more salary share. The owners are just doing math. They're going, well, we don't want to do that. We'll just bring in some cheap guy off the practice squad, elevate him for a week, and then put him back on the practice squad when the veteran comes back. We know what we're doing here.
And that's exactly what they're doing with this proposal of saying we'll expand to an 18-game schedule, but it is mandatory that you miss two games for every player.
That's
what they're doing.
Yeah, that does.
Is they're saying, no, we have an 18-game schedule, but guess what? You miss two game checks.
So that's a lie. Yeah.
So your paycheck stays the same for 18 or 16 games because you only play in 16 of them.
If the players are going to be smart, they're going to have to really strike. They're really going to have to do something to threaten them to these owners. And you're going to have to swallow your pride a little bit. But a lot of these guys may not be willing to do it. Mm. And not everybody sits there and goes, I feel comfortable that I'll have a job when I'm a veteran player.
Well, they are going to watch the league and the Players Association. And Demoris Smith has got to go to bat for his players because it felt like they got a better deal in 2011 than what they'd had before. But now what we're seeing in other leagues with the power of their unions is they have lapped the NFL yet again. And you continue to be the low man on the totem pole.
Very true.
As far as the way your players are treated. So Demoris Smith, hopefully he's got a fight in him because... And he's not too buddy-buddy with Roger Goodell as what? Gene Upshaw, that was his criticism? He was too tight with Paul Tagliabue during your times?
They were, you know, buddy-buddy stuff.
Those two were good friends. But Gene Upshaw and those guys, they changed a lot. They did a lot. They paved the way for players to have a voice.
But as time goes on, you naturally get closer to the people you're negotiating.
It was a good old boy network. It really was. It's not like, oh, it's contentious now. It is.
Well, we'll see if Mr. Fedora himself... Demoris Smith can change that for the players.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.